Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great day despite the passage of a great milestone. We've now lost 500,000 Americans, more than 500,000 dead in America from coronavirus. The White House lowering the flags to half staff in memory of all those we lost. And it's an astonishing number when you think about it. I remember when the Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation at the University of Washington, they predicted that we would have over 500,000 casualties. I think they predicted that that would come before the end of January. They're just a little bit off, but it does appear that we're making progress with the vaccines. We may have herd immunity, according to many experts, sometime in April. And God willing, we will heal on both the political and the public health aspects of this disaster. We will be covering that later in the show and all of the ongoing debate about the a so-called rescue package, the $1.9 trillion, a very, very good bit of research at the Wall Street Journal about what that package actually includes. And less than half of it really has anything to do with coronavirus relief. We will get to that. There's also a poll, and the poll has caused a great deal of consternation. It's very prominently featured at USA Today. It's a USA Today Suffolk University poll, and it says this in describing it, a piece by Susan Page, who is their award-winning chief political reporter at USA Today, and who, by the way, is a very gracious and smart lady. But Susan writes that if there's a civil war in the Republican Party, the voters who backed Donald Trump in November's election are ready to choose sides behind Donald Trump. An exclusive Suffolk University USA Today poll finds Trump support largely unshaken after his second impeachment trial in the Senate, this time on a charge of inciting an insurrection in the deadly assault on the Capitol January 6th. By double digits, these are Trump voters, right? By double digits, 46 to 27, those surveyed say they would abandon the GOP and join the Trump Party if the former president decided to create one. The rest are undecided. In other words, of those 74 million people who voted for President Trump, 46% are ready to leave the Republican Party and to go with him as part of the Patriot Party. If you're one of those folks, explain yourself, if you don't mind. 1-800-955-1776. What is the issue, the core issue that you believe requires a new party? What would be the difference on the issues? I'm not talking about the personalities. The difference on the issues between the Trump Party and the old Republican Party. 1-800-955-1776. The USA Today quotes a 27-year-old, a small business owner in Milwaukee, Wisconsin being one of the most crucial of all swing states, of course. His name is Brandon Keitel. And in an interview after being polled, he says, "We feel like Republicans don't fight enough for us. And we all see Donald Trump fighting for us as hard as he can every single day." He says, but then you have the establishment Republicans. They just agree with establishment Democrats and everything. And they don't ever push back. A one in five of the people who voted for Trump 19% say the party should become less loyal to Trump and more aligned with, quote, establishment Republicans. Half of those polled say the GOP should become more loyal to Trump. Now, keep in mind, this is a poll of people who voted for Donald Trump. And the results of the poll, basically, obviously, it reflects the overwhelming majority of Republicans, because all the exit polls show that of people who identify themselves as Republicans, close to 90% did vote for President Trump. Trump voters are prepared to punish those who crossed him. 8 in 10 of the Trump voters said they would be less likely to vote for a Republican candidate who supported Trump's impeachment, as 10 representatives did in the House. An equal portion, 80%, said the 7 Republican senators who voted to convict Trump were motivated by political calculations, not their conscience. It's very, very hard to try to make that case, it seems to me, especially given the fact that when you talk about political considerations, most of the senators, 6 of the 7 senators who voted to convict Trump are not up for re-election this next time. The only one who is Lisa Murkowski. And what political consideration would lead her to vote to convict Trump? Let's go to Steve in Everett, Washington. Steve, you're on the Michael Medved Show.
Hey, Michael. Hey, I was wanting to quote Ronald Reagan, who said it about the Democrats, but I'm saying about the Republicans. I did not leave the Republican Party. The Republican Party left me. The Republican Party had nothing to help or do with Donald Trump other than try to defeat him and stymie him at every turn. And then they all abandoned him, Paul Ryan and the likes. And then the establishment somehow wants extreme loyalty from the Trump supporters and the Republican Party. And where were they when he was trying to get elected? Suddenly they want money and help to defend themselves against Joe Biden's crazy policies. Well, we were trying to defeat Joe Biden's crazy policies, but they didn't like Trump. So now they're stuck with it for the next 4 years.
Okay. Can you just name for me some of the prominent so-called establishment Republicans who didn't support Trump?
Before he died, the late John McCain, senator from Utah, Paul Ryan.
Again, the senator from Utah, if you're talking about, well, first of all, Paul Ryan supported, there would be no tax for Trump tax reform without Paul Ryan. And Paul Ryan had left the House of Representatives long before the election came about, and to the very best of my knowledge, I don't think Paul Ryan played an active role in the election at all. He's basically keeping his own counsel. And
right.
And again, for Mitt Romney, Mitt Romney never said who he was going to vote for. He made a very big point of not doing that. But did that prevent President Trump from carrying Utah?
Nope, but you know there's a lot of people in you know who the establishment is that was not for Trump, and they held out against Trump. They didn't help him campaign. They didn't help. What was the gentleman from Iowa who ran for president as a Republican and then campaigned for Joe Biden? There's a prominent anti-Trump establishment Republican. And there was many more like
Iowa? From Iowa? Are you thinking of Joe Walsh from Illinois, from Chicago?
He has been. He was at the Democratic National Convention. His name.
Oh, you mean from Ohio, John Kasich? You mean from Ohio? Sure. But John Kasich, I'm not even sure, identifies as a Republican right now. And he's hardly a member. If you look at the Republican establishment, well, let's come back to this. Steve, appreciate your call. There's breaking news in Seattle. We'll tell you coming up.
stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks I started noticing results, and after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone, but the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone, and so therefore my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833 toll free 654 pain, 833 654 pain. Dr. Stephen Meyer is a New York Times bestselling author, and his new book, Return of the God Hypothesis, makes the case for the undeniable intelligent design of the universe. And it's already looking like a smash hit. Clear, compelling, and entertaining to read. Meyer skewers materialism, a must read, and a convincing argument. Those are just some of the comments from the more than 40 scientists who've endorsed the book. Using discoveries from cosmology and physics in Return of the God Hypothesis, Meyer reveals his stunning conclusion. The science supports not just the existence of an intelligent designer, but the existence of a personal God. Pre-order at discovery.org/medved. That's discovery.org/medved. And get these special pre-order perks, a sneak peek at an exclusive excerpt from the book, a free digital booklet about intelligent design, discounts for Dr. Meyer's online course, and an invitation to a private online meeting with Dr. Meyer. Get all this when you pre-order at discovery.org/medved.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Mentioned there was breaking news in Seattle. I didn't lead with this because I assumed this would happen, and now it's happened. I wake up in the morning, as I tell people, and it's true, I wake up before 6. And yeah, today I woke up a while before 6, and very first thing I do is I go out in the dark, I get the newspaper, because I like newspapers, and very first thing, I go to the sports section of the Seattle Times, especially with baseball season coming up. And I don't know, just what I've always done since I was a kid, the sports section. Basically, you're going to actually read stuff that really happened. And today in the sports section, they had a huge piece, very long, detailed piece, about a guy named Kevin Mather, who is the CEO and team president of the Seattle Mariners. And for those who don't follow baseball, or Seattle baseball in particular, the Mariners right now have the longest streak in professional sports, of all professional sports, hockey and basketball and soccer and football, of course, and baseball, the longest streak of not being in the playoffs. They haven't been in the playoffs for 20 years. And to not even make the playoffs for 20 years, it's sad. And this guy, Kevin Mather, had been invited to speak to the Bellevue Rotary Club. This was back on February 5th, so we're talking more than 2 weeks ago. But over the weekend, somebody made videoed, made copies of his talk. It was all by Zoom, I guess. And he said some really outrageous things. He attacked some of the most promising players on the team, saying that one particular outfielder is very loud, he's got a big personality, but his English isn't tremendous. And attacking Hisashi Iwakuma, who was a beloved pitcher. He pitched a no-hitter for the Mariners at one point. And he attacked Kuma for needing an interpreter. He'd come here from Japan and complain about having to spend $75,000 a year for an interpreter. And it was one thing after another, and it was all negative. I mean, really insulting to fans and indicating that he was treating baseball as a business. And, of course, for fans, it's something more than a business. You'd really like to see a willing team and people going out on a limb. Okay, breaking news. Seattle Mariners CEO and team president Kevin Mather has apologized for comments made during a recent online event, where he expressed opinions about organizational strategy, personnel moves, and club finances. Yeah, and insulted a lot of the most promising players on the team. He said that it's really very depressing that one of the players in particular, who's going to be in the Mariners Hall of Fame, was overpaid. His comments came in a speech to the Bellevue, Washington Rotary Club, were posted online over the weekend. He said, "I want to apologize to every member of the Seattle Mariners organization, especially our players and to our fans. There is no excuse for my behavior, and I take full responsibility for my terrible lapse in judgment. My comments were my own. They do not reflect the views and strategy of the Mariners baseball leadership, well, not anymore, who are responsible for decisions about the development status of the players at all levels of the organization. We actually have a clip, and this is clip two. This is the MLB Players Association has already condemned this. It's over the bridge now because Kevin Mather's gone. This is the kind of commentary that led to his resignation. Listen.
Iwakuma was a pitcher for us for a number of years. Wonderful human being. His English is terrible. He wanted to get back into the game. He wanted to, and he came to us, and we quite frankly want him as our Asian scout interpreter. What's going on in the Japanese league? He's coming to spring training, and I made the statement. I'm tired of paying his interpreter, because when he was a player, you know, we pay Iwakuma X, but we also had to pay $75,000 a year to have an interpreter with him. His English suddenly got better. His English got better when we told him that.
Okay. This is just not a good look just as you're coming to spring training.
Strike three, you're out!
The Mariners have such a good farm system right now. They have so many terrific prospects that they traded for. Now, of course, they save money by doing that because they dump people's big salaries. But look, this is just one of those things where you move on from it. Now, speaking of big salaries And what I was talking about with Steve, who great caller from Everett, and Steve, I appreciate your call. The idea of blaming establishment Republicans for Trump losing the election is just not true. It's, and how do we know it's not true? This is what the exit polls showed, which is based upon 15, almost 16,000 respondents. So it's a pretty good poll as it comes, and it comes out to showing why people voted the way they did. And 36% of voters identified as a Republican, and they voted 94% for Donald Trump. 37% of the voters identified as Democrat. They voted 94% for Joe Biden, just as you'd expect. So how come it wasn't a tie or close to a tie? Why is it that Biden won by 7 million votes? The independents. And the independent vote was 26%, one-fourth. One-fourth of everybody who voted said, I'm an independent. And Biden won by 13 points. Now, that's more than he won with in the general election, because independents weren't everybody, but they were the decisive group, as they often are. There's a piece in the Wall Street Journal about President Trump, and it's based on a poll by President Trump's pollster, Tony Fabrizio. And it says, to understand why President Trump lost, look no further than his own pollster, Tony Fabrizio. Fabrizio's post-election analysis was first reported by Politico, but it's worth resurfacing for Republicans to ponder. And this is very important. I hope, Steve, you're still listening. Mr. Fabrizio looked at data from exit polls in 10 highly competitive states that Mr. Trump won in 2016. Of those 10 states, Mr. Trump lost 5 of them in 2020, Arizona, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin, while winning the other 5, Iowa, Florida, North Carolina, Ohio, and Texas. One stunning conclusion. Mr. Trump, according to Fabrizio's polling, that's Trump's pollster, lost even though the electorate was more Republican in 2020 than in 2016. Fabrizio reports that Mr. Trump lost largely due to a massive swing among independents. This helps explain how the GOP gained a dozen seats in the House, even as Mr. Trump became the first president to lose re-election since George H.W. Bush in 1992. We'll be right back.
The Michael Medved Show. MichaelMedved.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We've all seen, and perhaps use, the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is ordering U.S. flags to be lowered at half-staff to mark the latest grim milestone in the ongoing coronavirus outbreak.
The magnitude of loss that this milestone marks for the American people and so many families across the country.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said the presidential order runs for 5 days. Psaki saying it's a time to reflect on the devastating impacts of the virus. Attorney General nominee Merrick Garland's confirmation hearing is underway. The Senate Judiciary Committee began questioning Garland this morning. Garland noting he has not spoken with President Biden about the ongoing investigation of Hunter Biden's taxes.
The president made abundantly clear in every public statement before and after my nomination that decisions about investigations and prosecutions will be left to the Justice Department.
USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
500-838. On the Michael Medved Show, talking about the poll, it's a USA Today Suffolk University poll, and I do think that there are elements and questions in the poll that are deliberately designed to make the Republican Party look bad. I do. And why? Well, first of all, because they don't, you read it and you read the headlines about it, and it talks about the GOP and the Republican Party, but it's not a poll of Republicans. It's a poll of people who voted for Donald Trump. There were Republicans who stayed home. There were Republicans who didn't vote for Donald Trump. And you say, yeah, it was only 6%. Right? That's true. But you know what? That was more than the difference between Trump and Biden in the popular vote. And when I say that there are questions that are meant to make the Trump voters look bad, they asked Trump voters, and there were thousands of them in this poll by Suffolk University, USA Today. They say Trump voters aren't ready to acknowledge Joe Biden as president, despite his margin of victory of 7 million votes nationwide. 3 out of 4, 73%, say Biden was not legitimately elected. Most don't want their representatives to cooperate with him, even if that means gridlock in Washington. And there's more. They asked these voters to take a choice of what really happened in the assault on the Capitol on January 6th. And only 28% said there was a rally of Trump supporters, some of whom attacked the Capitol. 4% said it was an attempted coup inspired by President Trump. Okay? 4% of the people who voted for him said that. The right answer, obviously, is a mostly Antifa-inspired attack that only involved a few Trump supporters. I'm teasing when I say the right answer. 58% of Trump voters said it was mostly an Antifa-inspired attack that only involved a few Trump supporters. Hey, I'm sorry, that's not tenable. They have the video. They have the arrests of several hundred people. They even have people who are fairly open about having planned the attack and orchestrated the attack based on what they thought President Trump wanted them to do. People from the Three Percenters and the Oath Keepers and various other organizations, Proud Boys, of course. And again, to at this point say that it was mostly an Antifa-inspired attack that involved only a few Trump supporters. If you believe that and you believe there's any evidence for that at all, you can give us a call, 1-800-955-1776. It's one of those things where why are mainstream media so focused on trying to emphasize this narrative of a Republican civil war, of President Trump starting a new party? Now, part of it is because, of course, they favor Democrats. And the one thing that would more surely than anything else give us a generation and a whole generation of one-party rule, of basically Democrats as far as the eye can see, would be if there is a major split in the Republican Party. There was a piece that just ran in an anti-Trump Republican journal called The Dispatch. It might have been The Bulwark. It was basically from an anti-Trump perspective that was basically saying the Republicans are going to go the way of the Whigs, who basically collapsed as a party after the election of 1852. But see, the difference is the Whigs at that time had only a handful of senators left. They had poor representation in the House. They had just lost an election in a landslide, a much bigger landslide than anything that Joe Biden achieved. And they didn't control state legislatures. They were in very bad shape. And people who were former Whigs split up into two fringe parties, one of which survived and flourished. It was called the Republican Party. But the Whigs had already collapsed before that party, the Republican Party, was started. There was no Whig candidate for president in 1856. And that's not the situation we have here. There will be a Republican candidate in 2024, for sure. And by the way, I think it probably will be someone not named Trump. And who is it likely to be? There are tons of people. President Trump is going to be speaking at CPAC, but so are a great many other, according to all the reports, a great many other potential candidates for president. What the National Journal reports is it says President Trump will make his first public appearance since leaving the White House at CPAC on Sunday, coming up. He plans to send the message that he is the Republicans' presumptive 2024 nominee, with a vice grip on the party's base. Other potential candidates who are scheduled to speak include Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, Donald Trump Jr., and a whole bunch of senators, Tom Cotton of Arkansas, Josh Hawley of Missouri, Rick Scott of Florida, and Ted Cruz. He took a vacation recently, you may have heard about. He's back. Vice President Mike Pence declined an invitation to speak. Let's go quickly to Willie in Salt Lake City. Willie, you're on the MedVed Show.
Hey, Michael, can we first agree that they don't pass out membership cards to Antifa?
Yes, of course they don't.
Okay. So it's a clandestine, surreptitious operation. I assume here that you have actually seen the video of the police opening the door to the Capitol, the corridor entirely lined with police officers, over 25 police officers, who welcomed the protesters into the Capitol building, encouraged them, waved them forward, escorted them up the stairs where they stayed within the
I wouldn't describe the video. I've seen the video you're talking about. I wouldn't describe it the way you've talked about it. They weren't waving them forward. It was apparently the way they've
explained. Were there policemen lining the corridor as the protesters entered?
In one of the entrances, there were.
Lining the corridor.
Not the only corridor. The people attacked the Capitol building from many different directions. And the people who came in that direction. Let me ask you this, Willie. Why do you. Willie, stop with the corridor, answer a question. If the Antifa was involved in this in any way, why have no Antifa participants been arrested?
I don't know who's Antifa, who's an infiltrator, who dressed up in
No, but
Trump
we know because they say so. All the people who have been arrested who are facing trial are identified with right-wing militias, or they're identified as Trump supporters, or both.
Michael?
There have been no left-wing...
How many people entered the Capitol?
I don't know, and neither do you. We don't know exactly, but it was thousands. It was not hundreds. You there? To believe that this was some kind of Antifa front, when there are so many people who have been arrested who admit their pro-Trump sympathies. We'll be right back. Did Charles Darwin's work impact society for better or worse? Go to discovery.org/medved and get the free digital book, Darwin's Three Big Ideas That Impacted Humanity. Learn how Darwin actually impacted faith, morality, medicine, criminal justice, and much more. Ideas have consequences. For a limited time, get your free copy of Darwin's Three Big Ideas at discovery.org/medved. That's discovery.org/medved.
Right now is a great time to become a Medhead at MichaelMedved.com. And what do you get for your money? The 3-hour daily broadcast, commercial free, show archives going back over 5 years, all of Michael's current commentaries as well as commentary archives, added discounts at the MedVet History Store, and a Listen Live tab where you can catch all of the news and Michael's views that are happening in real time. Go to the website, click the Medhead banner, and sign up today. Make sure to use the promo code WINTER40.
Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Michael Medved Show. Let me say a quick word about our last caller and his belief that there were basically secret Antifa people who were wearing MAGA hats and wearing the orange knit caps of the Proud Boys and displaying other paraphernalia associated with the right wing, not the left wing. And that they masqueraded as Trump supporters in order to discredit Trump, to hurt Trump, and they caused all the violence in the Capitol building. How am I so certain that that's not true? Because to say that these people are so incredibly motivated that they would continue the masquerade after they're arrested and charged... After they're arrested and charged and continue to pretend to be Trump supporters, with, by the way, in almost all cases, a history of Trump support coming to other Trump rallies and marches and MAGA marches and basically, there's one other factor too, which is a lot of the people who have been arrested and are facing charges in the Capitol riot. The people who were battling cops and beating up cops and were responsible for death, actually. For a lot of those people, they're being defended by public defenders. If they were really part of some kind of vast left-wing conspiracy, don't you think some of those left-wing lawyers would come out and defend them? Or that maybe facing very serious prison time... And some of the prison terms for raiding the Capitol building, for fighting and assaulting police officers, for murdering police officers, that with all of that, people would not keep up the masquerade. It would be impossible. And they would have lawyers that were provided to them to make sure that they kept up the masquerade, if it were a masquerade. And the other point over here has to do with the whole future of the Republican Party. And the Republican Party has no future if we're going to continue saying stuff that most of the country knows not to be true. The country knows that this was not some kind of secret masquerade that raided the Capitol. And by the way, it was a demonstration of such massive incompetence. Today, there are revelations about the timeline. Why didn't they call the National Guard? Well, because they had to get okays from the Defense Department, and they had to get okays from Speaker Pelosi, and they had to get okays from Chuck Schumer, and they had to get okays from so many different points, and from the Sergeant at Arms, who has since resigned, of the House of Representatives. But what a mess. Because obviously they should have had reinforcements for the overwhelmed Capitol Police right away. But here's a there's a letter to a young Republican. It's actually very moving. And it's written by David Brooks. And he had somebody who wrote to him who said, should I leave the Republican Party? Because I'm so dispirited how divided it is. And he says this. The Republican Party is going to hold a lot of power in the years ahead. Even with a losing candidate at the top of the ticket, the GOP managed to pick up 12 House seats in 2020. It is possible the Republicans will control the House and the Senate in just 2 years. The Democrats have become the party of the educated metropolitan class. There will always be a lot of Americans who do not share the interests or the values of that class, and they tend to vote Republican. The party is politically viable, but it is intellectually and morally bankrupt. You should know, as I'm sure you do, that there are many Republicans who want to change their party and make it a vehicle for conservative ideas. These people are energized as never before, and they feel their whole lives have been preparation for the coming moral, intellectual, and political struggle. This is a struggle to create a Republican Party that is democratic and not authoritarian, that is conservative and not reactionary, benevolent and not belligerent, intellectually self-confident and not apocalyptic and dishonest. But is it your struggle? I guess I would ask myself two questions. Are you dedicated to the ideas that are at the heart of current conservatism? The need to hold off the China threat? The need to restrain the power of cultural elites and centralized government? The need to build an economy that functions for the working class? Second, are you attached to actual Republicans? The conservative movement left an opening for Trump because it didn't understand what was on the mind of actual voters. The party has the potential to be something truly good for America, a multiracial working class coalition, a party that serves the interest of all those who don't fit in with the definition of the good life that's promulgated by the meritocracy. It's to be a champion for those who didn't complete college, don't want to leave their hometown for the big city, do have a set of traditional values centered around their faith. To become that party, writes David Brooks, the GOP has to displace the cultural circus with actual policy making. It's not enough to have a media strategy, not a political philosophy. It's a bid to win endless attention and stoke enmity. Republicans will win by focusing on policy making, by becoming a regular party once again. As Senator Ben Sasse put it, to make the Republican Party about more than one dude. You may have noticed that this week Mitt Romney and Tom Cotton are teaming up on an effort to raise the minimum wage and enforce immigration laws, two plans to boost working class wages. That's what there needs to be more of. Look, I think this is very important stuff. And that idea of focusing on a platform, on issues rather than personalities is crucial, especially when Biden is drifting off to the left. He's drifting off to uncertainty. He's drift to wasting taxpayer money. I mean, do we really want to add $1 trillion to the indebtedness for our grandchildren beyond any conceivably argued spending for coronavirus relief? When you look at what is actually in that stimulus package, that rescue package, it's tons of stuff that has no real relevance and isn't going to help the country. But it helps Democratic interest groups. It's important to speak out against that. Chris Christie has also taken a very strong position. It's just so well argued about reopening schools. We will get to that. And speaking of school-age kids, there is a 12-year-old who actually used a gun that was legally in his household to protect his grandmother from two intruders. And we will tell you the story. There's also a report that Nevada is moving to vote before Iowa or New Hampshire in 2024. goodbye, Iowa and Hampshire. Hello, Nevada and South Carolina. The former Nevada senator and Senate Majority Leader, Harry Reid, is one voice arguing it's time to change the nomination calendar. We will get to that. And to the ongoing trouble of Governor Andrew Cuomo in New York. Why is that so significant for the national political future way beyond New York? And it is. And we also need to talk a little bit about a major incident in American history that has always been viewed as a complete nightmare and a something about which Americans should rightly feel guilty and embarrassed. And yet there is a positive aspect to it that most Americans, I'd say a great many Americans, never heard of before. I also want to mention to you that you can use your availability to the Internet, your access to the Internet, to click at michaelmedved.com and check out some of the remarkably good news in terms of public health, in terms of the economy, in terms of technology being deployed in startups that have an unbelievably promising potential. And click on Our Crowd. There's no obligation whatsoever. And read about some of these companies. Read about some of these technological breakthroughs and possibilities. There is no cost at all, no obligation. And it can actually change your life and your personal situation very much for the better while helping build all kinds of hope and technological progress for humanity. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on Our Crowd. It can benefit the world and certainly benefit all of the economic forces driving forward in behalf of this greatest nation on God's green earth.
My name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-391-8713. 800-391-8713. That's 800-391-8713.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.